Now, I had this message here that I was going to give to you, but when I was picking up Charles, then the Lord gave me something else, and I didn't quite understand it. You got to start from nothing to become something. You don't have to be like the world. You don't have to act like the world. I don't care what kind of situation you're in, you don't have to be like that. Because see, Lazarus died and went to Abraham's bosom. But the rich man died and went into hell. Some of you going to die and go to hell. You ain't got but a little while. And you ain't doing nothing about it. You know you're in sin. You know you're wrong. You need to change. You better do it in a hurry. Because you won't be able to say, I didn't know. Because I'm a testimony against you. Let's look here at the St. John, the 8th chapter. And some of you are sick and you're having problems, and nothing wrong with having problems that come with the territory. Body sick. Yesterday we was having such a good time, something bit me, and oh my God, I never had nothing to bite me, and it hurt all the way to the bone. But I'm here today. It's the devil. He don't want nobody to have a good time. Especially those of you that's wearing shoes that's going to be in leadership. Some of you are trained for this hour. My ministry has not yet spread it abroad. I got to have chosen folks that can travel with me. Hallelujah. Everybody ain't got your back. And the older and the more you go in Christ, you find out those that don't have your back. Ones that you want to have your back, they don't have it. So the Lord say, just leave it alone. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I know where I stand. And I know who I am. A lot of people travel this journey with me, not with me now. But they wasn't supposed to be with me now. They were supposed to be here for a short duration to take me over that mile. And this last move of God, God's going to give me people that love him enough to forsake the world. And help people come to Christ. And this is what's happening to a lot of you in here. You got ministries, and you don't know what to do. You just pitiful. Ain't nothing to do but do it. Ain't nothing to do but just humble yourself down and say, Lord, help me. He the only one can help you. And there are those in here that God said, let the wheat and tare grow together. He going to do the separating. And honey, when he separates, a lot of you going to wake up and you're going to realize where you was. St. John 8, the 23rd verse there. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath, I am from above. Start at the 21st. Okay. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way. And you shall seek me and shall die in your sins. Wherever I go, you cannot come.
See,
Some of you. I go my way, Jesus said. And there are some of you that are seeking after God. And shall die in your sin because you won't give him up. You're going to die in your sins. There's no reason for that. There's no reason to live like that. When you know better. Whether I go, ye cannot come. Jesus said, I go the way of my Father, but you can't come. Why? Because you got sin in your life. Okay, read.
Then said the Jews, will he kill himself? Because he saith, whether I go, you cannot come.
See, they didn't believe and they couldn't understand what Jesus was saying. They think he talking about committing suicide. Jesus talking about life. The person that will not give up their sin, they are doing it to themselves. See, everybody know what this church stands for. So if anybody die and go to hell in here, everybody know what I preach. People on the street know what I preach. So I don't have nothing to worry about.
Thank you, Lord. Read. And he said unto them, you are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world.
Some of you want to mix with the world and you can't do it. God will cut you off. That's for you church folks. You find church folks dying now. They dying because they are being cut off. You can't be a part of the world and go with God.
Read it again. And he said unto them, ye are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world.
Read it over and amplified. I think they will understand a little bit better.
He saith unto them, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world, of this earthly order. I am not of this world.
The earthly order. The earthly order promise you earthly things.
That's right. Tell it.
But Jesus said, I'm not from this earthly order. I'm from above. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What does it mean, honey, when they roll you in the undertaker? And wherever they have the funeral at, you naked. They put you on something. You ain't taking nothing with you. So what does it profit you to gain the whole world and lose your soul? And you know how folks start losing their soul? They first start losing their family. Then the next thing, they start losing their health. When your health play out, then you ain't got no job. And God's got a way of getting you out the way. Because sometimes we're standing in other folks' way that would live something, would get something from God, but they can't. They looking and idolizing you. Hallelujah. It's sad, isn't it? Okay, and that's called a dysfunctional family. I know what dysfunctional, how it acts and operates. You know, dysfunctional make a parents turn children against parents. I came up in that. But when I had my children, me and my husband refused to allow this.